liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
Come as you are indeed. Hey, everybody. I got tied up. I'm trying to get our guest host in here now. Hey, Reba. This is Mitch. Sorry. I got delayed on something else, but we are live. And I'm gonna turn Jim's show over to you.
Well, hello everyone. So glad to see you, hear you this afternoon. It is Friday, and I'm sure you're all happy to have this work week quickly coming to an end. We have a lot of things happening in the news this morning. Representative Madison Cawthorn has turned in and requested an invocation of the 25th Amendment for the removal of Joe Biden from the office of president. Also, another top story is the St. Louis Arch has been shut down. They have received a bomb threat, and we have been expecting these kinds of false flag events because the Maricopa audit is due for their report to come out any day now. And I'm really happy that that's taking place. Something else that I have noticed this morning that was quite disturbing in the state of Virginia, the school board is paying a trans former student $1.3 million over a bathroom policy settlement. You know, it's just outrageous what some of these individuals are doing today. But what's on most everyone's mind, in addition to Afghanistan, and there's plenty going on there, we're quickly running out of days. They have given us till the end of August to clear our people out of that country. But of course, these mask mandates and these vaccine mandates are looming or active in many of the states across this country. So many of our government departments, such as law enforcement, And hospitals, VAs, they are mandating these things, as well as private corporations. I have a guest that's joining me here today. Do you have them there on the phone?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
Okay, she should be joining just any moment. I have someone that has some important information to share with us today about the masks and other surrounding events with this COVID-19, which they call a coronavirus, the virus of the crown. And when they talk about the crown, they are talking about that three city state power that is Washington, D.C., London, the city of London, and Vatican City. And this agenda that they have been pushing has caused millions upon millions of deaths. And isn't it ironic that the religion that is behind all of this push and behind tens of millions of abortions of other people's children is the Catholic Church? They've infiltrated every institution. It's not just in the Catholic. It's in the Lutheran, the Methodist, the Baptist, the Jewish, the Muslim. We have been infiltrated on every level in every organized religion, every type of society group, secret societies, the Masons, the Shriners. And it's frightening to consider that these people from about 250 years ago, when they organized this Illuminati, they laid out this plan, and it's been steadily unfolding step by step. And we're coming to the end of their plan to literally take over the entire planet. And there's just a couple of linchpins left. And we, the people, we've got to stand up against this thing. In fact, we are the only ones that are able to do that.
Your guest is here now.
Terrific. Hi, Ava.
Hi, Reva.
Hi, so glad you could join us. So just jump right in and share with the audience the information that you have brought.
Well, I was explaining to you last night is that I have been for the last at least 15 years going down the rabbit hole of reading lots of information that's published and openly available for people to read, but is never really promoted in mainstream outlets, which is all the literature of the people you're speaking about, these Illuminati. They write books and talk about and have talked about for centuries about how the human race should be managed like farmers would manage their herds. Manipulate us in every way, psychologically, medically, emotionally, politically, and through their laws and systems. And we've been manipulated to believe that we have no power, that the authorities decide, and some people feel that they are our caretakers and are looking after us, when in reality, they very clearly in their publications say that their goals are to reduce the population of the planet.
And they're actually our biggest enemy.
Yeah, they built a stone monument in Georgia where it was 10 sort of new 10 commandments for their future, where the first commandment is to maintain the population of the planet at around 500 million people. And
eliminating 95% of us.
Yes, and they make those statements all the time. Ted Turner often made statements about how the population of the planet should be 200 to 300 million even. So people think they just say that, but these are people with the power and the ability to influence others and to drive economic and industrial policy to a place where they achieve their goals while people don't realize that they're achieving them. A lot of the programs that we think are for our benefit, for example, even something like the feminist movement, which women feel helped us to empower ourselves, in reality was driven by social manipulators to destroy the family structure that has existed since the beginning
of time. That's
right,
and steal our children. They want to take control of our children.
Right, exactly. When you have a strong family structure, the human being has a support system outside of authority to lean on and to help them. Once the family structure was destroyed, people are isolated, separated, and dependent on authorities in any kind of a crisis. So that's only one example of many times where they've promoted policies with saying that it was for our benefit when in reality it was to our extreme detriment.
Back in the 90s, Ava, I actually got on an airplane. I was traveling across country from Tennessee to Arizona, and a woman sat beside me on the plane, and I just struck up a conversation because I am an extrovert. I love to meet people. And I asked her if she was going on a vacation or headed home. And she said, I'm going to a convention. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. What kind of convention is it? A witch's convention. And I said, what do you do at a witch's convention? And I was kind of taken aback. And she said, we're praying for the destruction of the family.
Oh, my God.
That was back in the 90s. She was very open about it and quite proud.
And at least she was honest and direct, because most of the time...
Isn't that how they always are?
That is the purpose, but not the stated purpose. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you, for example, the abortion policy to empower women, supposedly. But the real driving force behind that was to limit the population, to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, the sexual revolution, for example, also told us was to empower us, when in reality there are psychological studies, and it's been known for centuries, that the younger you sexualize a human being, the more difficult it is for that person to form a lasting, lifelong bond with another person. Okay, if you separate the sexual act from the intimacy and the connection with the other human being, now the ability to attach lifelong to another person becomes almost impossible. And we've seen that in our society, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
single parent homes nowadays is off the charts. And there's many studies that show that children growing up in with a single parent are very disadvantaged throughout the rest of their life, especially if they don't have
a
father. And that's one of the things that has been most detrimental to minorities in this country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have to learn to be critical, I think. And not take at face value what we're told ever in any situation.
Well, I took a stance about 30 years ago, Ava, that if anyone in a position of so-called authority tells me something, 99% of the time, the opposite is the truth.
Yep. And the person in authority might not even know. My personal example is I have an undergraduate degree in international economics and an MBA in finance. And it was at least 15 years after having these degrees, in a conversation with somebody, the subject came up that the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. And I was appalled to hear that, argued with the person that is absolutely not true. And I went online to prove this person wrong and discovered that they were right, that that's an actual fact. Okay. Mm-hmm. Having had these degrees, I was able to understand that one fact made every single thing I learned in my undergraduate degree and my master's to be completely false. If the
right.
Federal Reserve is a private corporation, all the macro and microeconomic principles that they were teaching me were incorrect, because that one fact turns the stock exchange in New York into literally a casino. And here's why, okay? In my studying, and especially when I was doing the MBA, and they teach you all those complicated financial things that they sell on Wall Street, the futures and the calls and the puts and all these crazy things that are hard for the average person to understand. When they're teaching you this in an MBA course, they're telling you that all these fancy derivatives are there to help protect investors against the big unknown, what nobody in the market can know, which is the price of money. The price of money is the interest rate. So the amount of money in the economy drives what the interest rate would be, right? And the Federal Reserve, or the central banking systems of most of the world, the central bankers get to decide what the interest rate or money supply will be. So they control that. Okay?
Now, they manipulate it all.
They get to control that. They are the ultimate insiders. Okay? They get
right.
to decide. So they have a piece of information that nobody else in the market has. They know what the interest rate will be and what it will be tomorrow, because they get to decide what it will be. Now, add to that the fact that these people who are getting to decide that, when they were given this authority, they were already the owners of most of the industrial base of the country. So you already have most of the money and power. Now you have the piece of information that nobody else has, and you get to decide it. So you're going to end up owning everything. And that's how the current situation of the world is.
Yeah, it's another way to rape and pillage our country.
Yeah, and so all decisions are made for their benefit, not our benefit. They also happen
right.
to own the means of all the mainstream information that we hear. So when you're listening to what they're telling you on TV, it is literally those people that are deciding what you're told and how you're told the information. Not only what is said, but how it's framed, so that you come out with a conclusion they want you to come out.
Because they're all saying the same thing on CNN, on MSNBC, on ABC, NBC, CBS. They're all saying the same exact thing.
And exactly what they're telling you is what central bankers want you to know and how they want you to think about things.
Mm-hmm.
That is their purpose. There's many, you can find on YouTube, clips where they'll take local news stations across the country and show how they'll give a statement verbatim. Every single local station will give you a story with the same exact words in every single market in the United States. Those messages are very carefully crafted using psychological techniques and neuro-linguistic programming, so that every single person that hears those messages, or most people, right, will get implanted with an idea and a way of thinking about a certain subject.
I tell you, 44 was really gifted at NLP. He could hypnotize an entire crowd in a matter of seconds. and to have them all mesmerized. And I caught on immediately. I didn't even have to hear the man speak, if he is a human. I didn't even have to hear him speak directly. I just talked with some people that had heard him give a speech, and I immediately said, I'm not ever going to listen to this man, because he's gained total control of these people's minds. And that was so clear to me. And we have to be really careful, because not only do politicians use NLP to gain power and control, so do law enforcement, so does your dentist, surgeons, all kinds of professionals. They have been taught these techniques in the universities today.
Absolutely.
And they're
not even the most skilled at it. You know? The politicians are children with respect to people that are publishing and managing education, for example. They're experts at this. So we are in the hands of very dangerous. I'm Googling right now. I'm trying to get a quote of Bernays. Our minds are molded. Give me a second here. Okay. So Edward Bernays, who was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, he wrote a book called Propaganda. He's actually credited with being the creator, A, of the term public relations, which is a politically correct term for propaganda, and the creation basically of Madison Avenue and their ways of manipulating people through advertising. And he wrote a book about it, and he said, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society. He's been promoting this kind of manipulation, but he's also stating something that was already a fact at the time when he published this book, okay? Is that they understand our psychology and they use it constantly. So there are memes going around that says the virus is the media, and they're more true than you think.
The other thing in his statement that jumps out at me is he's claiming we are a democracy when in fact we are a republic form of government. And they've been trying to move us towards a mob rule through a democracy and into socialism. It's already as far as going into communism at this point. And the elements are all there. And there's like one or two more keys to fall, and it's done.
Yeah, so that promotion of the fact that we're a democracy and downplaying the idea that we're a republic was also very purposeful, because they want us to be collectivists and not individualists. And that is really the main crux of the problem. This collectivist idea of what's better for the greater good. Okay, that goes against Judeo-Christian thought that the individual needs to be protected against the mob and against the collective. That's what the basis of this country was. It doesn't matter if there's only one person that disagrees. that one person's right to disagree and to have a different opinion and a different way of life or a different religion, as long as he didn't impede on a second person's right to life and liberty and enjoyment, should be protected to do as he felt. And that is the most important principle of the founding of this country, and it's completely lost at this point. The current narrative with the vaccination threat, that whoever doesn't vaccinate themselves is selfish because they're putting other people in harm, that's a collectivist notion, that you can't, that you don't have the right to protect yourself.
That's
our creator gave us the right of free will, the right of choice.
That's
it doesn't
right.
matter what the law says. We need to stand up for our right to make our own choices and everything, and especially what goes into our body. If we don't have the right to decide what goes into our body, it doesn't matter what other rights we have or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this whole push towards a democracy came in the 1870s. And in 1928, the War Department issued a field training manual, 2000-25, on citizenship. And it gave a plan of how to return our Republican form of constitutional government from this democracy that they were trying to implement. And General Douglas MacArthur had studied under that manual. And then just a short 4 years later, in 1932, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president at that time, he ordered for all those training manuals to be destroyed. And he gave no explanation. He did not want us to reestablish our republic form of constitutional government. And he also outlawed, he ordered that all negative references to democracy be eliminated. And 12 years or 13 years later, in 1945, General Douglas MacArthur, who had studied under that field manual, he actually created a group that were handpicked by him, that were the brightest in the special forces, and he trained them in nation building and our Constitution. And these guys who participated in that were, they formed what's called the Restore America Plan. And I became aware of this movement over 30 years ago and became involved with that. And it's very important, you know, and I believe that JFK was also involved with that restoration. And of course, when he gave his speech about those secret societies and how dangerous they were, they targeted him and they took him out.
That was his, that put a target. And it was within a week or so, right, that he was murdered after having made that statement. It was very shortly after him talking about how we can't accept secret societies and secret oaths, that it goes against all the principles of this nation. I think that was the speech that got him killed.
It's so important that we, the people, realize our power, because we are the head of this beast known as the United States of America. We are the head, and the government is the tail. They're supposed to do what we instruct them. They're supposed to be
important message. Yes.
Yeah. And we need to restore, we need to revive, we need to have revival, we need to inspire, and we need to stand up and unite. And I have a website, 3141united.com, and I talk about that need for the people to get together, to assemble, that's in our First Amendment, so that we can actually do that process, implement it, and return government back into our sovereign hands. because we individually, as men and women on this land, we are sovereign. That is our God-given right. And we establish sovereign governance in each of our 50 states. And this nation is to be sovereign. And they have turned it into a dictatorship is what we're facing right now. Authoritarian. And it's just atrocious. We the people, we have got to wake up. We've got to stand up. We have to use our voices, and we have to join forces together with one another. There's a hell of a lot more of us than there is of them.
Yes, and like I said, I think that is the most important point. I have been going around speaking to people and explaining to them, as I've been saying, they've been lying to us all along, right? But the very biggest lie that they have made us internalize is the idea that we're powerless, when in reality, the power rests with us. And the biggest example of that right now today in our lives is, first, all the little prizes they were trying to give you to take the vaccine, and now all the punishments they're saying they're going to inflict on you if you don't take it. Every time they do that, those kind of things, it's called coercion. And if it's not a reminder to you, let me tell you, it's a big reminder to them of the fact that they need your consent, that they can't do a single thing without your consent. If you don't go along, they can't have a single policy. Nothing that they want would happen unless we consent.
And what you just stated
is helping tyranny.
What you just stated, Ava, is what is lawful. But the problem is these criminals, they don't care about the law, and they're going to trample your rights at every turn. And many of us, including myself, have had our rights trampled, and they have done things against our consent. And that's the reality that we're facing, because we have tyranny all about us on every level of our government.
Okay. Now, what you're saying is your rights are already trampled. And one of the reasons is because they've convinced the majority of us to be quiet and go along, and you have to do what the authorities say. Can I read you another quote? I tell a lot of people, this one I have memorized, but I have it up on screen. There's a man, Bertrand Russell, who was a member of the elite in England, and one of his brothers was the creator of UNESCO, okay? He wrote a book in 1953 called The Impact of Science on Society. And in the section on education, first he quotes a Prussian guy from the 1800s, and then he adds to it how science is now going to improve on this. So I'm going to read you about that, okay? So first, he says, Fitch, this is the Prussian from the 1800s, laid it out, okay? It is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they now have, even in totalitarian countries. Fitch laid it out that education should aim at destroying free will, so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. That was the Prussian, and Bertrand Russell in 1953 adds how science is going to improve this and says, diet, injections, and injunctions are punishments, will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable, and any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Let me repeat that. Psychologically impossible.
And I know all of that is true, but here's the problem, Ava. See, I've been speaking out. I've been an activist, and I've been exposing fraud and corruption my entire adult life. And I have a pretty big mouth. You know, I have my own radio show on Red State Talk Radio 7 nights a week, 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, and on the weekends from 8 to 9. And I talk about these things all the time. But I am no match against a half dozen sheriff deputies who surround me and have, and many people here where I reside in South Florida have been attacked like this. They'll tackle you to the ground and they'll injure you. They'll arrest you, detain you for days for no cause. You're being lawful, and they will inject you against your will. This kind of stuff is happening. I know my rights. I know what they're doing is unlawful, but I'm no match against being overpowered by many people. So what the people have to do is we have to unite together to stand against this type of tyranny.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think what we need to do is apply the lessons of Martin Luther King and Gandhi, who were murdered because they proved that the real effective power we have is disobedience. Okay? We have to stop obeying. We have to stop going along and accepting nonsense.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you what happened this week in Palm Beach County at our school board meeting. There were many parents who do not wear masks. They were put in an outer room apart from the school board, but they were going to be speaking to the school board over video. And then people who wore masks, they were permitted into the room where the school board itself was. There was a man, I mean, these are all adults in this room. I did see a couple of children, but all this room, they're all social distance, sitting in these chairs that are separated by 3 feet from each other. There was a man who chose to stand in the corner. Maybe he sits at a desk all day. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But he was literally, just because he was standing up, not making a ruckus, just standing there, I counted at least 8 sheriff deputies that jumped him, and they arrested him for simply standing up and not being seated in a chair. Now, that's an outrage. Like, he wasn't breaking any law. He was there in a public building. He was waiting his turn to speak. He chose to stand. Why can't he stand? They're treating these adults like they're 4-year-olds in preschool, thinking that they can say when you can speak, when you can go to the toilet, when you can stand up, when you can leave the room. I mean, it's outrageous. And they have completely forgotten that we have God-given rights, and a right to privacy, and a right to be secure in our own person, in our own body. They tackled this man. They literally drug him out of the building in handcuffs.
It's outrageous. Outrageous.
And this kind of stuff is happening all the time.
And you were speaking a moment before about people being forcibly inoculated. And I saw a report, a video of medical authorities going around to people's homes in Philadelphia where there were people, children and adults, who had mental discapacity and were being physically restrained by their family and medical workers to be injected. It was the most horrific.
I don't know, I just can't even see
in 2020 this being done to human beings in our country. We have to smell the coffee that we are the people we're looking for. Each one of us, every single family, needs to, with everybody we come across, speak the truth, because it's the only thing that can put down this insanity. We are currently living through basically a mass psychosis, okay? We have been for 20 years under a situation of stress since the towers came down, okay? The whole country feeling disconnected and in a state of generalized anxiety that has been used now to take control of people's minds and say, oh, the way you're going to resolve this generalized state of anxiety is by going after this new invisible enemy that we made up. And anybody who doesn't go along with the narrative is going to be irrationally targeted because of this mass psychosis that's been created. And the only way we can fight it is one by one, reclaiming our own voice and our own power. And when you hear crazy stuff being said and done, use your voice to give people other information and let that sink into their brain. It's the only way this mass psychosis, the fact that a couple of days ago we've been told that one of these injections has been approved by the FDA, when any kind of drug should be studied for years before there's an official approval. I'm horrified. I want to give you one more quote because this, Aldous Huxley is the author of a book called Brave New World, which yes. I hope the listeners are aware of, okay? He said, there will be in the next generation or so a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it. Doesn't that sound a little familiar to you? You will have nothing and you will be happy?
Yep.
Okay. This, to me, is proof, and when I talk to people, I show it to them to show them, first of all, that there was always an intention of using medical products to manipulate us, okay? That their intention
was
to take away
the
liberties
air
and to enslave us, okay? That there's real malicious intent behind lots of the things that have been pushed on us. And the other reason I give this quote is to show that this man is dead. His book was written in 1934, I think it was. He made this quote somewhere in the 60s. So the other reason I say it to people is so they know this didn't happen yesterday. This has been going on, and it's time to stop sleeping. It's time to realize that we're in this moment in history. And it will be up to those of us here alive to decide what the outcome of this will be. And if you stay quiet, you're going to let these people, like the quote I just read, to decide the fate of humanity. So you're alive today. You have an opportunity to have an impact on this. And if you stay quiet, you're allowing it to happen. So I ask everybody to pray, who has faith, and to ask their higher power how they can voice the truth and be the reason that will turn this around. Because what we need is a return to reason, okay? The narrative we've been told about the masks, for example. Well, let's start on the basis first. Ever since the pandemic was called, I've been speaking to people from the very first day. I'm like, hold on a second, okay? Whether you believe in evolution or in creation, in both narratives, the viruses and the bacteria, they were all here first. So we either evolved living with them and working with them, or we were designed to live and work with them. If we hadn't or were not capable of it, we wouldn't be here to have the conversation. And I think all of us, I know I did when I was in middle school and started taking biology classes, I remember having conversations about if you took a microscope and looked at the surface of your skin, you would find actual living creatures. It looks almost like a sci-fi movie. The surface of your skin. There's no avoiding the rest of life on this planet. And either we were, like I'm going to repeat, created to manage and live alongside of it all, or we've evolved to deal with it. The idea that now we need some higher scientific bodies to come in and alter what proteins our cells are producing is outrageous to me. The official story is we're going to go into your cells, have your cells produce the most toxic part of this virus so that your immune system can create antibodies. Well, if I can create antibodies to the spike you've made my cells produce, why can't I create antibodies to the virus as it comes to me from the wind or somebody coughing with me? Okay,
yeah,
the actual official story is absurd on its face. And nobody, I haven't heard a single person mention, not any doctor, not any scientist, ask, well, what about the proteins that my cell was going to be producing before you came in and said, no, I want you to make this spike? I'm sure the cell was going to be doing something else. So what's going to happen to that something else? And how is that going to affect my health now that I've decided that I know better than myself and told them to start producing this spike at random, which they've admitted they don't know how long that will go on. So here's where we need to return to reason and rationality. Telling people they're selfish for not accepting this procedure when it's also admitted publicly that the person who's accepted this procedure will not be protected from getting infected or spreading this infection. So why are we going to force people to do it? Well, why would, the whole thing is absurd. And it's like a common, it would be comical if it wasn't so dangerous.
Well, here's the thing. None of these vaccines, even for mumps and rubella and polio, none of them work. What worked was improving sanitation. The rates of all of these diseases decreased with sanitation. And so for COVID, like any of the other things, like the flu, things that are caused by whether it's viruses or bacteria, what you have to do is maintain hand washing. If you're sick, don't go around other people. Get plenty of sunshine, fresh air, and exercise to tolerance if you're sick, and make sure you get good sleep, and drink plenty of clean water and take supplementation. If your diet is not sufficient to provide you what you need, high doses of vitamin C and vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, so many of these different things, and pine needle tea is especially good for coronavirus. They haven't said one peep about improving your immune system and supporting your immune system in fighting this so-called pandemic, because they don't want people to survive it. They want us to die. That's why they are restricting our use of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and they aren't allowing us to have the things that could be effective early on, and they want you to wait until you're so sick you've got to go to the hospital and they can put you on a ventilator and get a $50,000 bonus.
Well, that's the actual protocol, first of all, is not to accept a person until they're in such dire straits. They're not, they
which
won't
is wrong.
Them.
They
are just regular
they should give
they
them
be,
they should give you ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine immediately upon presentation with symptoms.
For your listeners, I suggest you go to an organization, FLCCC, Frontline Critical Care Corona, something like that. Dr. McCullough has protocols that you can show your doctors if you're so inclined, or to help, you know, they also have links to like teleservices for you to be able to, if you get sick, you don't ever have to go to the doctor. There are the protocols. You can show it to your doctors, completely referenced, FLCCC. Let me see if I can find the actual name.
Yeah, most of the doctors are refusing to write prescriptions, Ava. When I had COVID back in February, I couldn't get any doctor in Florida to write me a script. I had lots of other friends, same situation. They couldn't get hydroxychloroquine. They couldn't get ivermectin. I had to go to a doctor in Illinois in order to get a prescription. Frontline doctors has several doctors, as you mentioned, that are able to write these types of scripts. Yeah. But there's also ways you can treat yourself at home with natural type things like pine needle tea and the supplements, which I mentioned before, vitamins A, D, C, zinc, quercetin, which is a bioflavonoid, and things such as that to boost your immune system.
Oh, I also wanted to say, you were saying they haven't said, that the authorities haven't said a peep about health and exercise and healthy eating. And I wanted to disagree with you a little bit, because I've seen a couple statements of them saying that anybody who talks about these kind of things is crazy, basically. That what you eat has no effect on your health. I have seen official statements along those lines. And you know as well as I know that we're constantly hearing statements making people afraid to be out in the sun. The sun. You can't live without the sun. It's critical to life. Of course, you don't want to be in the blazing noon sun 24 hours a day. But people are afraid of the sun. They've made people afraid of the sun. It's outrageous.
They know that it's essential to life. We need sunshine. They have trained people over the last 30, 40 years to put on the sunscreens, which are chemical poisons onto your skin, which goes directly into your bloodstream and causes cancer. And it destroys the sea reefs. And, you know, they've outlawed it in certain areas of the world because they realize how dangerous it is to the aquatic life. And it's dangerous to us as well. But people put it on themselves all the time and think nothing of it because they've been so brainwashed. They think they have to protect themselves, and that's going to prevent skin cancer. And it's not true. It actually causes skin cancer.
I know women who will not leave their house without having some kind of SPF all over their face. They will not expose their skin to the sun without these chemicals slathered all over them. It's so tragic.
And that's one of the big reasons why the cancer rates have escalated over the last 30 years. That and GMO foods.
Well, our environment is completely toxic. There's toxins in our water. There's toxins in our food. There's toxins everywhere. And so when you start
investigating,
sometimes it's overwhelming, okay, because it's everywhere. So I had when I was first learning about this stuff, and, you know, you can get almost depressed by the situation. And there was a person who finally said, when you're overwhelmed with all this, sit down and think about how amazing the human being actually is. Because we have been under like a 360-degree attack, because prior in this conversation, I've been talking to you about the psychological battery that we've been receiving. But we've also physically, like I said, the water, the food, you talked about the GMOs. The fluoride in the water. There's the treatments they give you for cancer are known carcinogens. Okay, so when you're overwhelmed by all this, take a step back and realize how amazing the human being actually is. What an amazing creation we are. That we could have been under such constant, relentless attack, and we're still here to talk about it. And we're still in time to turn this around. Take faith and hope.
Absolutely. And with my wellness center for over 30 years now, I've been reversing fourth stage cancers on people all over the world. And it's a very simple thing to do. They have brainwashed people into thinking that that's a death sentence, and MDs will tell their patients that you've got 2 weeks to live or you have 4 months to live and you need to go home and prepare to die. And it's outrageous because these things are so easily reversed. The body can become healthy and strong again, but people haven't been taught the proper ways to take care of their health. And they have chemicals they bring into their home every day, the things they wash their clothes with, their dishes, their body, the things that they put in their mouth, and it's everywhere. And they have sold us a bill of goods, and they put all these chemical flavors and colors in things that are in packages. And if people will just think back to how life was 100 years ago and just return to simple times without the furniture that has all the toxins put in, like anti-flame retardants. In the children's pajamas, they have the flame retardants in their clothes. It's in our mattresses. It's in your sofa. It's everywhere.
1 minute.
Now, people will listen to this and think we're anti-science, so I want to point something out, okay? We're told that our life expectancy has increased thanks to all this science. There's a difference between life expectancy and longevity. So life expectancy is an average, okay? Taking deaths and births and saying, okay, so the average survival age. While longevity is what age you're expected to die or around if you don't have, you don't die in early childhood or as in the, you know.
Yep. So Ava, we have to take a station break, but when we return in hour two, we'll take some callers.
Okay. Hello?
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to hour number two. It is August the 27th, 2021. We're delighted to have you with us here today. My name is Reba from Reba Live. I have a show on every single evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 9 p.m. on the weekends on Red State Talk Radio. And I'm filling in as the host today for my friend Jim, and I'm so happy that you're here with us. We've opened the phone lines up for people to call in and ask me questions or ask Ava questions, and feel free to just jump right in and do that. Now, Ava, before we went on the break, you were speaking, and we had to cut you off. We had a hard break. Please continue.
So we've been told for a long time that thanks to modern science and especially to vaccines, that our life expectancy has increased, okay? And they're playing a semantics game between the word life expectancy and longevity. So life expectancy is an average. So if there's two people in the population and the first person dies at birth and the second person dies at 100 years old, the life expectancy of that population would be 50. But the longevity of that population would be 100. Okay? So when you look at, because the life expectancy would be two people, you sum the age and divide by the number of people and you get to 50, right? So when they
yeah, but they're not counting all these abortions either.
I would actually like my husband to explain this because he's an IT person and explains this more clearly for the public, and it's at a very important point. So I pass you to my husband, Bob, and he's going to explain that.
Hi, Bob.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, you're perfectly welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And I do apologize because I just walked in, so I didn't hear everything in the conversation. So at the risk of repeating everything Ava said and things that she said, I'll go ahead and explain it. So you can go out and you can look up life expectancy, and even Wikipedia, you know, the master of misinformation, will actually give you a pretty good explanation. Life expectancy is calculated. First of all, life expectancy can only be calculated once an entire population has passed away. So if you have 100 people, and once the last person in that target group has passed away, you can go back and do a calculation by taking the total number of years that all people in that population lived and divide it by the number of people and thus come up with an average. So back in the past, when infant mortality due to sanitation and poor medical practices was very high, and, you know, and somewhat the poor nutrition, well, not really so much the poor nutrition, but wars and different things like that, any child that died before their first birthday was entered into that group as zero, right? So it doesn't matter if they were 11 months and 3 weeks, they were still entered as a zero, okay? So now what would happen is if you had a population of 100 people and 50 of them passed away as a child before their first birthday and the other 50 lived to 100 years old, your life expectancy calculation is that that group is 50 years. But one of the things that's interesting about life expectancy is because it actually is kind of a confusion. It puts this confusion into things because they say to you that the average person in, let's say, 1800s and 1850s or so had a much shorter life expectancy. And while that data cannot really be refuted if you do that mathematical calculation, what you find out is that they never talk about is longevity. Longevity, which is the measure of how long adults live, all right? And what you do, if you look back historically, you'll see all of these historical figures. Fellow has fell off his horse at 84 years old. So-and-so passed away at 87 years old, all right? And you see all of these historical references. You don't see famous founding father died at 59, okay? You don't really see that. And if you look in the historical references. So the reality is that they use your daggone life expectancy to confuse the fact that people live a much shorter lives than they did 100 years ago.
Yes,
now, longevity.
And I've been talking about that a lot because of all the chemicals, the toxicity in our environment and in our bodies.
And quality of the life, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to hand this back over to Ava because I know this show is about her.
It's about the subject. Yeah, so not living longer, but then the quality of the life we have is horrible. If you're on all these chronic medications, and we know so many people who live a painful existence of chronic illness constantly, and we're sold that how lucky we are instead of look how damaged we are. Because the rate of chronic illness is off the charts. The five main causes of illness in the United States, cardiovascular disease, heart disease, cancer, obesity, and diabetes, all those five illnesses are acquired illnesses of undernutrition. I'll say that again, acquired illnesses of undernutrition. Admitted by the World Health Organization.
Well, one of the biggest problems is because we are overrun by parasites, and people don't understand in this country that you have to deal with parasites on a regular, ongoing basis several times a year. Just like you deworm your dog, you need to deworm yourself. Where do people think these worms come from when you're in your casket, in your grave, that eat the flesh off your body, off your bones? Those worms were there when you were living, and they are eating the nutrition before it ever gets to your cells. And this is why people are pale. This is why they don't have energy. They get depressed. Parasites have a huge deal to do with that. And people are overrun with worms and other types of parasites, amoebas and what have you, that is just putting a constant drain on their system 24/7. And I have had a lot of clients over the decades that with a good, solid parasitic cleanse, I've seen literally millions of worms come out of people. Millions. I mean, out of one person, millions of worms. People are just overburdened. And it's amazing how much younger they can look after a cleanse. I've seen people after doing a three-day cleanse, they look 20 years younger because they're finally getting the nutritional benefit from what they eat.
Yeah, cleanses work and also fasting works. I think one of the words that you use there, overwhelmed, I think this is part of the problem, not just the parasites, but even the cancer. These kind of things happen when your body, because our bodies are amazing and built to handle almost everything. But what's happened is, this body is so overwhelmed with the amount of toxins and things that are going in it that it loses control of the situation. Cancer, for example, is something that happens when your body is healthy and working properly, it handles it all. Yeah, absolutely. That's why some people will be exposed to a sick person and get sick while somebody else won't. The person who doesn't get sick is because their body isn't overwhelmed with toxins or other problems and can handle the virus or toxin or whatever the person with symptoms is dealing with. They will receive the same thing and their body will handle it no problem. Where somebody else who's overwhelmed with parasites, with toxins, with other things, is the body's already in a losing battle and the situation becomes overwhelming. Fasting helps people because you stop processing incoming stuff and start dealing with the cleanup of what's going on in your body. Even if you don't do, like in a cleanse, give yourself other nutrients that assist your body in the process. I'm currently doing a course in nutrition to try and learn to help people assist their bodies, help your body. Help
yeah, well, that's
you
my specialty.
Yes,
that's my so specialty. Important. I've been doing it for decades and very effectively. So there's certain, like for cancers, for instance, you know, a lot of people know that there are a lot of antioxidants in blueberries, but a lot of people are totally unaware that red kidney beans have a lot and that there's more vitamin C in Camu Camu than any other food on the face of the planet. And, you know, so much more than an orange, for instance, and so many other things. There's a lot of superfoods that most people have never heard of. And when you're fighting a chronic or a serious disease in your body, if you add these high nutrient foods into your daily diet, your body can heal extremely fast. And adequate fluid intake is so critical so that your body can flush the toxicity out as it becomes mobilized into your bloodstream.
I'm with you 100%. And the fact that there's I would say the majority of mainstream or allopathic medical practitioners will dismiss any kind of information along those lines and will actually there's people who go in for cancer treatment and ask their doctors, what should I eat or not eat? And they're directly told it doesn't matter. How could it not matter what you ingest? How could it not matter? Does it not matter what gasoline you put in your car? Can you put diesel in your regular fuel car? No. But you're expecting your body to take in just and amazingly, the body manages somehow to deal. I had when I was right out of college, my sister and I shared an apartment with another recent college graduate, a young man, who he didn't know how to cook. So every single thing this young man ate was the stuff from the freezer section in the supermarket that you pop into the microwave. Okay, so this is already processed food. And then it's microwave. That was all that young man ate. He was in his 20s. And my sister and I would comment on how sickly he looked and how often he had to call in sick from work. Today,
yeah, microwaves are dangerous.
Today, knowing the lack of nutrition that was already in the food and what happens to it after you microwave it, what's amazing to me is that that man actually continued to breathe and walk because he was not consuming almost any nutrition at all. Pretty much everything that young man put in his body was toxic in one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, so, and it was irradiated on top of all that.
The ability of the human body to survive without almost any nutrition
is
amazing.
It's
a miracle that is our human body. And if you do just a few things to be a partner to your body instead of its enemy, you will be amazed at the difference. And I'm amazed today that, you know, people who consider themselves, at the number of my own friends, college graduates, who accept, for example, Botox injections. Okay, the box itself says some kind of botulinum something toxin. It says it on the box. You're injecting this in your face. It's paralyzing the nerves in your face in order for you not to have a wrinkle. It's amazing to me. But people have this blind faith in anybody who has a white coat on and think anything that they're offering you has to have been somehow vetted. Even though we all know stories like the Vioxx story or the DDT story and many other things that have been quote unquote approved. And later it was shown not only that they were toxic, but it was known that they were toxic before they were released into commercial use. There have been since the 70s over 100,000 synthetic chemicals released into our consumer products. Less than 10,000 of them have had any studies whatsoever as to the impact on human health. And zero studies have been done as to how all these synthetic compounds interact with each other.
You're right. I know.
And then affect our health.
It's a huge problem. And it's not talked about
but
very
anybody
often.
That sees this and feels, oh, my God, it's dark, just remember, you're still here and you're still hearing this. So you still have a chance to turn it around. And we are amazing, an amazing creation that has survived this so far. And if we act rationally and accept actual facts and not take nonsense, we can turn this all around. We turned around what they were trying to do in World War II. We can turn this around too. We just have to stop being passive and stop going along with nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, so I'm passionate
on the
subject.
Do we have any callers on the line? I'm just looking back at the chat. Some are talking about the satanic churches, the infiltration, the Christian and pagan divide. What can you share with us about that, Ava? What do you know about
we just got a caller.
Oh, terrific. Who do
when
we have?
When you said caller, a caller, Scaredy Cat is her handle.
Hi, Scaredy Cat. She called in last time I was on the show.
Hi there. Hello, everybody. So I want to tell everybody listening, especially the audience, that what you are witnessing is further Jews' takeover of our society. So this woman is running for Congress. She has...
Actually, I'm not.
You are not.
I'm running for
Senate. You said you were running.
I'm running for Senate. And even though I am Jewish by birth, I was raised a Protestant, scaredy cat. And we had this conversation last time I was on the show.
Well, a couple of points. So we call our government, the three branches, the executive is led by the president, the judicial is the courts led by the Supreme Court, and the 50 hopefully independent Supreme Courts of each state. And the third branch, the legislative branch, sits in the House of Congress. Congress is divided into two houses, the House called the Senate and the House called the House of Representatives. So you...
What's your question, Sandy?
No, it was weird how you said I'm not running for Congress. It's okay.
I'm not. I'm running for the Senate.
You're not.
I'm not running for a congressional. I'm not running to be a congresswoman.
Representatives, 2 years, which is even worse for the public. Public, please be aware, Senate terms are 6 years. So you do not want this woman in there. We want any seat that she's running for to go to a good Christian family. The salary is about, I think, close to $200,000, plus
and
another couple of million dollars goes to
I'm very much for the family, Scaredy, and Papa, you know, our creator, that's my dad, Andy's your dad, and we are sisters, and I know that you hate to hear that, but Jesus is a Jew. Okay? And so were all the other people that wrote the Bible. And so I don't know why you have this hang up about someone having a Jewish ancestry, but I'm not part of the cabal. I actually believe in God just like you do. And I believe in the Messiah. You have a totally misidea. You have misinformation. You have believed propaganda. And you don't know who I am. And every time I'm on the show, you call in and you say all of this stuff that's not true. And so I'm sorry that you'll never be happy with me as a person because I have a Jewish heritage. But you just need to get over it because God is not pleased with this type of attitude in you. You have to become grafted in. You're not part of the original olive tree. And you want to be grafted in to the children of Israel. This is what we're told in the scripture is what occurs. And so for you to demonize all Jews because of a handful of people that happen to have hijacked the Jewish faith, you know, these Nazarians that so-called converted centuries ago, this is just not right. And Papa's not pleased with that, Scaredy.
We have another caller from the 303 area code with us.
All
hey,
right.
It's Seth.
Sal.
Hi, Seth. Right. How you doing?
All right. I wanted to ask both of you ladies what you think of the Chinese making all of our prescription medicines. On Reba's show last night, she was talking about other, I don't know, byproducts that are in there that aren't even part of the technical medicine that's supposed to be in there. Now, this happened to me last year, right before the COVID thing began. It was about the beginning of March last year. I was taking prescription Pepcid AC because it costs less money to get it with a prescription than to buy it over the counter, and I had to stop using it. It was making my hands and arms swell up, and I couldn't breathe or keep enough water down me, and they didn't believe me at the hospital, and then they watched my hands swell up, and they're just kind of like, oh, here's some Benadryl. It's like, sure, glad I went here. That was so worth it. seriously. It was really horrible, and I had to stop using any prescription-issued generic Pepcid AC because all of them from, like, three different pharmacies, you know, give me this similar allergic reaction that has never happened before 2020.
Yes, they've definitely been contaminating the pharmaceutical drugs. And, of course, we're warned about this in the book of Revelation. It talks about pharmakia, and this is sorcery. And they are putting in even into these jabs, you know, they've been doing this a long time. They put parasites, they put graphene oxide in this current jab that they're pushing so hard. But there's a lot of other contaminants. Ava, you want to answer the question as well?
Comment on that. Yeah, well, I just want to comment on what he was saying. I've been following, I was born in Spain, and so I speak Spanish, and I have found through Telegram a group of Spanish researchers that have been on the trail of what you just mentioned, the graphene oxide. They were alarmed, in case any of you don't know, there are some people who have found themselves to be all of a sudden magnetized. Magnets and metals will stick to their arms, to their chest, to their back. And they're not only people that have been vaccinated with these current, injected, I should say, not vaccinated, excuse me, who have received these injections, that some of them were people that only received last year's flu injection. And so the magnetism alarmed these researchers, and they started looking into what could produce that, and they got on the trail of the graphene oxide. And there's lots of studies about graphene oxide, its toxicity to humans, but also all the medical wonders that these researchers think they can do with it, okay? So these researchers were thinking, oh, this must be what it is. They, through a police officer, managed to get a sealed vial of Pfizer and gave it to a university who looked at it under an electron microscope, another microscope, did analyzed the contents, found over 90% of the material was graphene oxide. Okay. They then, from their channel, started eliciting from the general public, because people were doing the videos of them being magnetic, people started looking at other food and supplements and finding magnetism in other food and
That's
supplements.
Right.
Pills that will
That's
be
right.
attracted to magnets. I have been doing it to my food in my house and haven't found anything magnetic, but I do mostly buy organic, but I've been testing everything, putting magnets in everything, because it's not just in the shots. They've found graphene oxide in the masks, in the PCR swabbers. They've found other strange materials that they're not even sure what they are. They look like the thing that people... when people get Morgellons, we have to be very, very careful of what we take into our body and accept. And as
That's
far
right.
as China, the people at the top systematically and on purpose dismantled the industrial base of the United States and moved it to China. They did this on purpose, where there was a society that was already under a totalitarian control and where they can do whatever they want, and they're flooding us with these products. There's no way to know what's in there. You have to be really careful. We've heard the stories of the lead paint and the stuff in the animal food that we've been getting. We really these Spanish researchers have now just rely on the general public to test and look and make videos about what they're finding, because you can't rely on the authorities. Their objectives are other than our health and our benefit.
Do you have anything else, Sal, that you'd like to talk about today?
You
So I was taking you off mute because I wanted to not be making noise while you two were speaking. Thank you, Ava and Phoebe. Well, I guess the only other thing I want to say is, Reba, on your show last night, you were talking about a certain kind of flaxseed oil that you say actually tastes good and is a little better than the others. Would you tell us what that is again?
It's the Barlean's brand. And I want to tell you something special about Barlean's. Barlean flaxseed oil, it comes in a brown bottle. It's a plastic bottle. You can get it at Whole Foods and Vitamin Shop, and you can even order it direct. If you have a diagnosis of cancer, you can get Barlean's flax oil at a rock bottom price. It's a huge savings, and they'll ship it straight to your door. And you can combine that with cottage cheese, and it's a particular protocol, and it's one that has been successful for some types of cancer. So if you're someone that fits that category, you can get it direct that way. But it is available in most health food stores, including Vitamin Shoppe and Whole Foods. And Whole Foods also has a brand, their 365 brand. Barlean's costs just a little bit more, but I prefer the flavor. It tastes really good. I do not like Vitamin Shoppe's brand of flaxseed oil. It just has a almost like a more acidic flavor to it. But I find the flax oil is very pleasant. You can just drizzle it on your vegetables or over your salad. Or put it in a fruit smoothie. And it's important to get plenty of omega-3 fatty acids. The American diet has a lot of omega-6 and omega-9, but not the omega-3. And it's really important for your nerve health, your brain health, that you get enough. And I recommend a small adult like myself, around 100 pounds, take a tablespoon twice a day with breakfast and dinner. And for someone that's a little larger, like a man who might be 200 pounds, you would want to take at least 3 tablespoons a day. And you can do them all at once if you like, but just get your oils. It is so important to make sure you get healthy oils. Stay away from vegetable oils, soy oil, corn oil, canola oil. These things are GMO. I wouldn't even trust if it said it was organic. And plus, it's the wrong kind of oils. You want to stick with things like olive oil, first cold press, with no filtration. You want all the goodness out of those olives. So olive oil, sesame oil, and coconut oil are 3 really great oils in addition to flax oil.
Avocado oil, too.
Yeah, I prefer the avocados.
I guess I can't say I blame either one of you on that.
Yeah, the oils are a big problem. And some of us who aren't eating healthy then may go to a restaurant and you're getting all those oils there. The oils are horrible, horrible, horrible. The one she is describing.
Stay away from margarine.
Chemical. Oh my God.
Don't use margarine. And it's so harmful to the body.
No, I know. They made everybody believe that margarine was bad, but it was butter that was good, not the margarine. Some of it.
Healthy fats are critical to being healthy. And they've demonized fat for the last several decades. During the 80s, there was an illness called yuppie syndrome, which was yuppies getting really ill because they were consuming no fat at all. And there's a lot of vitamins that are only fat soluble. And they were becoming very sick, losing all their energy. And being in a really bad state of health. Anybody, you guys can Google that. Yuppie syndrome. Oils are critical. There's been lots of work done that our original food pyramid should have been the other way around, right? The amount of carbohydrates we were told a tiny bit of carbohydrates and a tiny bit of fat and a lot of carbohydrates, and it should have been the opposite.
We need to go back to whole foods, as in the complete food, like eat an orange, eat the whole grain, like barley. Stay away from American wheat. It's got too many problems, and make sure it's organic. They spray it with Roundup, even if it hasn't been a genetically modified seed, but they spray the grains with Roundup at the end of the growing season to dry them out, to desiccate that grain. To help prevent from mold, but you're being poisoned by that chemical. And I noticed that someone's in the chat, and Sal, feel free to stay on the line with us. There's someone in the chat that's talking about several people walking out from their place of employment, and they've increased their work hours to 12-hour shifts, working in the heat and humidity, having to wear a mask, and they're even causing them to work weekends. And this is the fourth week in a row they're causing them to work. So 12-hour shifts, now 7 days a week. I'd love to have you call in and talk with us here today. This is really dangerous for someone to be in a mask out in the heat and humidity. And I'm also curious where you live, what state you're in. Are you in Texas? Are you in Arizona? Or are you in Michigan or someplace like that? So this is really, really concerning. And they said that 9 people walked out. I don't know how many they started with, but 9 people walked out off the job yesterday. So everything's going to come to a screeching halt pretty soon, because people are not going to tolerate these vaccine mandates. They're going to refuse it. I know people in New York where in New York City, they have mandated you have to be vaccinated by the 13th of September, which is during that 10-day time period between Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets on the 6th, and Yom Kippur, which is the Debt Jubilee on the 16th. And it, right in the middle of that, on the 13th, De Blasio has said everyone that works for the city government has to be vaccinated, or they're going to have to be tested every week, I think it is. Could be every day, but I think it's every week. And those test swabs are filled with EO. They're very dangerous. It causes cancer. And also it has graphene oxide. According to the research that Ava has done, this is very concerning. They're just trying to get us every which way a direction.
And the fact that they want to shove it all the way up your nose, almost to your brain, should be a red flag to anybody. If you, you have to wear a mask because you're supposedly breathing out whatever's toxic, why would they need to shove something all the way up to the cuneiform plate of your brain in order to find the virus? There's something shady and fishy about it. Your soul and your instinct of survival should be sending off an alarm signal to your brain that there's something wrong with that whole process.
Well, the concerning thing that I have, Sal, is that in many states, we have these mandatory vaccine laws on the books. And I've been aware of this for over a year and a half. Here in Florida, we've had it on the books. Ron DeSantis put it on the books back on March 2020, mandating the COVID-19 vaccine. He reinforced that with a bill in May of 2021. And he didn't sign those things just to have it on paper. He intends to activate that mandatory vaccine at some point in the near future. And all these people that have run to Florida thinking it's a safe haven are going to be shocked when they come knocking on their door with a syringe and a gun. And don't be surprised if the same thing happens in your state, because many of these states, and we've done the research, many of these states, in fact, most all of the states in the United States, have a similar law on the books. And they're just waiting for the signal, and they're all going to do it. There will be no place to go.
The only thing left is to resist, passively resist.
I have a perfect plan to resist stuff. There's this place that humans shouldn't eat food at called Del Taco, and they're just about everywhere. And if you hear they're coming to your neighborhood, just like double up on that, and then they'll have to be around you. And believe me, if I do that, they're going to leave. See, that was supposed to be fun.
We need to get organized now, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
We need to be organized.
In advance, we need to have a plan, and we need to be strategic, and people need to do this in their neighborhood. You need to know your neighbors. If you don't know your neighbors, you need to go introduce yourself. Find out who's friendly and make a plan.
It's critical to set up your own network of people that will support you, because we're definitely, you can hear the rhetoric on the mainstream. Making anybody who thinks differently to be the enemy. They've made very provocative, hateful statements about people that think for themselves. And we should all be alarmed by those statements and by that narrative that's being put out there. I saw some statements that Don Lemon made, and on The View, Joy Behar saying your so-called freedoms, and Schwarzenegger. Oh my God, we can't allow that to stand. We have to be, we have to stick together. And I wanna address a little bit the first caller and trying to demonize different religions. That is also a usual tactic of controllers to try and separate us all by our religion, by our race, by our sex, by our, we have much more in common than we have differences. And the one thing we have in common is the desire to survive and to have a meaningful life. So don't demonize other human beings. If there's something wrong in your life, it's not your fellow citizens. It's coming from the top. The demonization of the immigrants, okay? Those are poor people that are being oppressed, and whatever damage they might be doing to our country, it's being allowed by people at the top. We shouldn't be directing our anger at other citizens, not conservatives, not liberals, not any ethnicity, not any religion, except I'll bring it back to Satanism, which is something that is real and exists. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to read you two quotes from Morals and Dogma, which is a book written by Albert Pike, who is one of the most respected Freemasons in the United States. So respected that there's a mausoleum to him in the ground floor of the U.S. main headquarters of Scottish Masonry on 16th Street in Washington, D.C. And in his book, he writes, "Masonry, like all religions, all mystery, hermeticism, and alchemy, conceals its secrets from all except the adepts and sages or the elect, and uses false explanations and misinterpretations of its symbols to mislead those who deserve only to be misled, to conceal the truth, which it calls light, from them and to draw them away from it." He also says in his book, "Those who will not use their own brain, they are nothing more than meat on the table and beasts of burden by choice and consent. They feel justified in extinguishing your life because they decide that you're too stupid to live because you haven't seen what's coming upon you." Lastly, he writes, "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a great social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to all nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origins of savagery, and of most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the people will be forced to defend themselves against the world minority of world revolutionaries and will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitudes disillusioned with Christianity, whose spirits will be from that moment without direction and leadership and anxious for an ideal, but without knowledge where to send its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer brought finally out into public view. A manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. This is what we are up against. This is the evil that's trying to corrupt your soul and your body and take you over."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've infiltrated everything. Someone else was making a comment in the chat earlier about the infiltration. They were talking about, we had been talking about the parasites and the problem with parasites, but it got me to thinking, you know, we've been told for the last 4 years that infiltration, not invasion. And this is exactly how they have been conquering our nation, is by infiltrating our nation on every level and in every way imaginable. And in many ways, we don't even have an awareness of as yet. And it's just been really demonic. That's exactly what it's been.
And I would like the readers to know that all this information is available. It's just not going to be told to you on your television or on any mainstream. If you don't mind, I'm going to read one other quote. This is from David Rockefeller's own memoir. Okay, this man's not dead, but he says, "For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents, such as my encounter with Castro, to attack the Rockefeller family for its inordinate influence. They claim we wield over the American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States. Characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will." And he says, "If that is the charge, I stand guilty and am proud of it." Okay, the charge being, we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States.
They plainly state exactly what they're...
That's his words, not my Lunibus words. That's him telling you who he is, what he's doing, what he did.
So Bill Gates also said he was depopulating the planet and going to have less...
He's also said out loud in an interview, people think they have a choice. They don't have a choice. We don't go back to normal until every single person on the planet is vaccinated. He said that out loud. He also said out loud many times, I call this pandemic one, or pandemic, I'm sorry. Wait till you see pandemic two. That's Bill Gates' own words.
Mhm. Yeah, Fauci has said a lot of very disturbing statements as well, and he keeps flip-flopping all over the place like a fish out of water.
Oh, on Fauci, people should Google Carrie Mullen, the inventor of the PCR method and a Nobel Prize winner, who will tell you in no uncertain terms who Fauci is, how he's corrupt, how he's a liar, and how he understands not even very basic things about science and infectious disease. Okay?
Yeah, I've met the man myself. I met him in person and many years ago, and I was not impressed. And it's horrible what they're doing to people. I just saw a report yesterday where these political prisoners from January 6th who are refusing to take the COVID vaccine, they're not allowing them to have a razor so they can shave. They won't let them get a haircut. And they are allowing them to become disheveled and they can't take care of their personal grooming. So when they go to court, they're going to look like a terrorist. So they manipulate everything. And also, someone else had posted that they can't find any bottled water or toilet paper at their local HEB. And that it's looking like it did back last March when the lockdowns began. And this is another part of the manipulation, you know, like you were talking about earlier with the Wall Street and with the stock market. They manipulate everything. So in order to make the toilet paper disappear, they'll just not ship it out to the stores or they'll take it off the shelf. And then when people walk into their local Walmart or their local Walgreens or Costco, there's no toilet paper and they freak out and they start panic buying.
Yeah, when they made it, the lockdowns and sent use the term essential workers, we should have all been up in arms, okay? Because A, who determines who, I don't think, in the whole country, maybe there's 10 people that work just for the heck of it. Most people that work is so they can feed themselves and their family, keep a roof over their head. So that would be essential to that person, right? So for the government to decide who's essential and who's not, and as soon as you shut people down, obviously there are going to be supply chain problems. And this has now been going on for a year and a half. So there's lots of us that are just waiting for that to work its way through the system. If you have people at home, nothing happens in the planet without us making it. So if you keep us at home, things aren't going to be made or grown or built. Right? So there's going to be shortages. And I've heard recently, this is somebody today here in Virginia who lives in a rural area, has heard that some farmers are being incentivized to not produce, given funds to not grow food.
Well, they've been destroying crops, not only here in the U.S., but over in Europe as well. And I also heard they're doing the same thing in Africa and in Asia.
And they did it before in the Soviet Union and China. Starved people. And in 1970, Kissinger wrote Memorandum 200 to Nixon talking about how they want to reduce the population and how they're going to use food as a weapon. They've done it before.
Yeah,
they'll
do
it again. Some people say you need to know history or else it's going to repeat itself. And starving people to death has been done. Okay? People in the 20th century, 200 million people were killed by their own governments. 200 million people after having been disarmed. They're being soft on us because we're not disarmed yet. So they're coming at us slowly, like a thief in the night, a snake in the grass.
From every angle.
Yeah.
Yep.
They don't want to scare us. They want it to be too late when we realize that they're at our throats. So.
Well, we have 2 minutes left in the show. Sal, you got any closing words before we have to let you go?
All right. Well, I want to say it's very nice of you to fill in and have Ava with you for James.
We all really miss James, but it's great that we have such wonderful, kind friends of Dr. James Fetzer who are here to, you know, give us a wonderful show. And I really appreciate it. And I'm not sure why Scaredy Cat has to go over the same things over and over again. It also seems to me, as a guy, it doesn't seem like she likes women in general very much. I think she has a dislike for women, and that's between her and whatever, but I'm sorry, that was really unfair of her to do that to you again, Reba.
Well, you know, it comes with the territory when you're in radio. But she has been pretty persistent. I'm not sure why, but if she claims to be a Christian, she's not acting like Christ. So she might want to spend some time looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
We all have to do that. And this is the right time of year to do it. We are in the time of Teshuvah, the time of returning. We need to repent and get our hearts and our minds straight, clean our bodies, and have clear thinking so that we're ready to enter the holy feast days in September. And that's just a few days away. You know, the Feast of Trumpets, so important. God put these there in the scripture back in Genesis on the fourth day of creation. He set up the Moedim, the appointed times, so that we know what to expect in the coming days. Sal, thank you so much for calling in. And Ava, I really appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us here today.
All right. Thank you so much for allowing me to do so. I just want as many people as possible to hear information that they're not getting from most sources. So,
Do you have a contact, Ava and Clay, someone wants to ask you further that you could share?
Yes, I'm going to actually give you two things. First of all, my personal email, V as in Victor, A as in America, V as in Victor again, S as in Sam, 13@gmail.com.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a great day, folks.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.